Nolte, How the Fake Media Destroy Trump Supporters Like NFL Legend Jim Brown. By John Nolte on February 5, 2021. Football legend Jim Brown is a Trump supporter and for committing the sin of being a free-thinking black man. The fake media are using the movie One Night in Miami to single him out for reputational destruction. In order to spew a bunch of woke talking points. One Night in Miami is a terrible movie that uses a real-life event to spread a ton of lies about soul singer Sam Cooke being some sort of Uncle Tom. You can read all about that in my review here. Something else that's happening with the movie's release is the media using it as a means to make an example out of Jim Brown, to punish him for daring to support President Trump. After the release of the movie, the far-left Los Angeles Times ran a big column with this headline: One Night in Miami doesn't acknowledge Jim Brown's history of violence. But we must. And here's Sports Illustrated in a write-up of the movie from this week. Jim Brown would retire as one of the greatest running backs to ever step foot on the gridiron. He would launch a prolific acting career but see numerous allegations of domestic violence follow. I'm certainly not here to defend Brown's history with women. Between 1971 and 1999, he was involved in around a half dozen domestic violence incidents. The women usually ended up recanting or dropping the charges, but he did spend time in prison. Brown has also admitted to it. In his superb autobiography, he expressed his regrets. I have also slapped other women. And I never should have, and I never should have slapped Eva, no matter how crazy we were at the time. I don't think any man should slap a woman. In a perfect world, I don't think any man should slap anyone. I don't start fights, but sometimes I don't walk away from them. It hasn't happened in a long time, but it's happened, and I regret those times. I should have been more in control of myself, stronger, more adult. So my argument is not that Jim Brown is innocent. Far from it. But he is being singled out, and he's being singled out and being made an example for only one reason. He's a black man, a football legend, a civil rights legend, a black power legend who supports Donald Trump. And when I say singled out, what I mean is this. And I take no pleasure in passing this along, but the truth is the truth is the truth. Two other men portrayed in One Night in Miami were also women beaters, were just as guilty as Jim Brown of physically abusing women. Before he joined the Nation of Islam, Malcolm X was a degenerate criminal who treated women horribly, including countless physical assaults. In Peter Gurlnick's 2006 biography, Dream Boogie, we learn Sam Cooke abused his second wife, Barbara, psychologically and physically, including in a hotel where he beat the hell out of her after a man complimented him on his wife's beauty. Cooke only stopped beating her after his daughter woke up crying. So where's the headline that reads One Night in Miami doesn't acknowledge Jim Brown's and Malcolm X's and Sam Cooke's history of violence? But we must? Why are Malcolm X and Sam Cooke let off the hook for the exact same behavior Jim Brown is guilty of? We all know why. Brown must be punished and made an example of. If you dare step off the left-wing plantation, this is what happens. So don't do it. Toe the line. Do what you're told. That's a nice reputation you got there, be a shame if anything happened to it. As someone who admires all three of these men, especially Malcolm X, I don't like to be reminded of their flaws, but in the case of Malcolm X and Jim Brown, both changed their life, both grew to become better men. That counts for something with me, and it should with anyone else who believes in second chances and that a man should be judged in whole. As far as Sam Cooke, we'll never know what kind of man he would have grown into. He died in December of 1964 at age 33 in a sleazy motel. The woman he was with claimed Cooke kidnapped and attempted to rape her. He was shot and killed by another woman, 50-year-old Bertha Franklin, who said Cooke physically attacked her. So what's the morale of this story? Sometimes the corporate media lie by omission. Sometimes the corporate media lie by commission. There's no question, though, that the media always lie, are always looking to deceive, misinform, and gaslight you. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.